Have you had to chase a dog lately? I sure hope you haven't. It's not fun. I have two dogs. One is a beagle mix named Ruby, and the other is an 80-pound Goldador named Roxy. We have an invisible dog fence around our yard, and our sweet dogs have collars that will remind them when they are too close to the fence so they stay in our yard. It's for their protection and care. I now refer to that invisible fence as the circle of blessing. You see, inside the circle of blessing, there is safety. Inside the circle of blessing, there are treats. Inside the circle of blessing, there is a home with people who love you. There is a warm place to rest, fresh water, and enough food for each day. There are belly rubs and couch snuggles inside the circle of blessing. In the yard, there is grass to roll in and toys to chew and play fetch with. It's beautiful inside the circle of blessing. Roxy got outside the circle of blessing. Her collar wasn't working properly, so she didn't get the electric reminder to not go beyond the fence. She made her way out into an area of woods and thorn bushes, water, mud, and rocks. She was chasing something. Once I discovered she was out, I put on a jacket, got my mud boots on, grabbed a leash, and went after her. I called and called. A couple times I got a glimpse of her. She was on the hunt. She was chasing something and way more focused on that than she was my voice. I prayed for her. I love my dogs. I want them safe. I want them with me. I was very concerned because as I continued to make my way through the woods, I saw her again and she was getting close to a highway near our neighborhood. I quickened my pace. My voice was stern and she looked up and stood still. I was finally able to get a leash on her and we turned back toward home. The crazy thing is, she was so far out that I got turned around trying to find my way back. Thankfully, I got my bearings and we slowly made our way home. It was not an easy journey. It seemed for every step she took away from me, it was double that to get back to the circle of blessing. We made it home. She was tired, I was tired. I washed her off, brought her inside, and yes, gave her a treat. She slept all afternoon. My dad, who is now with Jesus, used to talk to my girls about the circle of blessing and the love and care of our Heavenly Father. When we abide and remain in the Father's love, will, and way, we are blessed. Still, how often do we chase after things that lead us away from what is good? Our eyes become fixed on the object of our desire. We go our way, and before we know it, we find ourselves in unfamiliar surroundings, not sure how to make our way home. Choices made in a fleeting moment lead to a path we never expected, full of isolation, struggle, and pain. The Father still calls us to come home. His voice calls us by name. You may be so far gone you can't hear it, but still, He is calling you. His love for you never changes. His desire for what is good for you is still the same. You simply need to stop running and look up. Romans 8:38. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Friend, no matter how far you've gone, the love of the Father remains. He calls and waits for you to come home. In fact, He is running after you even now. Stop running. Hear His voice and follow Him home. There is blessing, forgiveness, healing, and rest waiting for you. That's the truth. Abiding in Jesus is the circle of blessing. It's not without pain and the trials of this life, but it is where fullness of life, joy, and peace flow, and it's where I choose to remain. I'm Lori Klein.